Can a woman learn about a man just by dancing with him?
If she can, she'll win herself a big prize, because this is...
People Are Funny!
Yes, NBC presents John Goodell's production of People Are Funny, transcribed from Hollywood. And now here's America's top master of ceremonies, Art Linkletter.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the easiest tricks of all to prove is that people are funny about money. Now, take, for instance, a millionaire who's lost a couple of $100,000. People aren't nearly as unhappy about him as they would be about a little girl who has lost just $1. And we're going to try to prove this tonight as we bring it to our special guest star spot, Miss Penny...
Atkinson.
Miss Penny Atkinson. And Miss Penny Atkinson is a young actress. At least she does some acting here in Hollywood, don't you, Penny?
Yes.
And what's your age?
8.
And where do you go to school?
Marymount School.
Do you want to be a motion picture star when you grow up or work in television, or do you have some other idea?
Well, I think I'll be a tap dancer.
Oh, well, that's nice. But in the meantime, we have some acting for you to do. You have pretty brown eyes and a few freckles on your nose, and you're wearing your regular everyday dress.
Yes.
She wanted to wear a party dress, and we had her change back to a regular dress because we have a very special stunt. Now, does your mother ever send you down to the store to get groceries?
Sometimes.
That's what I'm going to do tonight, Penny. Here's a little list. Can you read that?
Yes. Buttermilk, 1/4 butter...
1/4 pound of butter.
1/4 pound of butter, loaf of bread, and bottle of ketchup.
All right. Now, we're going to send you to a nearby market to pick up some groceries. Now, that would cost about a dollar, you see. I have a dollar right here, and I'm not going to give it to you. I'm going to pretend that I'm your papa, and I gave you this dollar to buy those groceries.
Yes.
Now, when you get to the grocery store, you must pretend that you have lost the dollar. Now, how are you going to act, do you think?
Well, sad.
That's right. You're afraid to go home because, gee, you don't have the groceries. And your mother or daddy might spank you.
Yeah.
So what can you do?
Try to get somebody to give me a dollar, I guess.
That's the stunt. We've gotten it across to you perfectly. If this young lady can either, by her appearance or her action or any way whatsoever... get people to be sympathetic and offer to pay for the groceries, then we want you to ask that person to come back here and your daddy will give him the dollar back. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you have some fun. Don't be funny and don't tell them you're from People Are Funny.
I won't.
You be a sad little girl.
I will.
Now, you take the list. Mr. Atkins over there will see that you get to a grocery store and he'll be around so that there'll be no problems, but he'll be in the background. And you see if you can bring somebody back who will help you out. Goodbye, Penny. Say goodbye to our audience. There they go out the side door. Now, if she finds somebody who is sweet enough, a grown-up person, to offer to pay her a dollar, and that person comes back, I'm going to repay the dollar to that person, man or woman. And I'm going to put it in a very special container. And as a matter of fact, I think I'll walk right over here and let you see the container it's going to be in. Take it away, boys. How do you like that? A brand new jet-styled Plymouth convertible with push-button driving. Yes, sir, what a beautiful streamlined Plymouth convertible. And I'm going to put the dollar right under this windshield wiper. Now, if somebody comes back, they get the dollar, they get the container, all for helping a little girl who lost the dollar. We'll see how funny people are.
Don't breathe a word. They may run out.
I promise. RCA Victor. Spring trade-in specials. Big savings.
Big savings.
Shh. Big savings when you trade your old TV for a new RCA Victor.
I like this model.
Big screen RCA Victor table model. Nationally advertised price, $199.95.
And I can get it for less than that?
With your trade-in allowance, it's yours for less than many small screen sets.
This set over here is nice and modern.
Handsome big screen table model with many extra features.
How much?
Nationally advertised price, $229.95. Your trade-in allowance gives you a big savings.
Look at this beautiful console.
RCA Victor Television Deluxe Console. Nationally advertised price, $329.95. Big trade-in allowances bring you big savings. This is a limited-time offer at RCA Victor dealers everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next stunt is going to be quite a different stunt than that which you usually see on People Are Funny. While it is gay and lighthearted in nature, involves a contest, and should bring us some fun, it has serious overtones because of the subject we have deliberately selected for this particular stunt. Would you three men turn around, please? These three men on these stools, just remain seated. These three men on these stools, you will get to know a little better as the stunt goes on. They are very special guests of ours. This lady, if you'll turn around, is a volunteer selected out of the audience. A housewife from where?
Mill Valley, California.
And your name is?
Vera Baytug.
And Vera, how many children do you have?
1 8-month-old.
And where do you come from?
Austria.
Austria. How long have you been in this country?
7 years.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet your husband in Austria?
No, I met him in New Jersey.
How did you happen to meet him?
Well, I was teaching dancing at Arthur Murray's, and he was a pupil.
Oh, do most dancing teachers marry their pupils?
I think most of them do.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. And you live in Mill Valley, California, up by San Francisco.
That's right.
Mrs. Maytag, you were selected because you said when you volunteered out of the audience, you were observant. You knew how to dance.
Right.
You must know how to dance. I want you to look at these three men, because this is where the observation part of the stunt comes in. These three men are different in this way. One of them has both of his legs and is perfectly sound. One of the other has lost a leg and is wearing an artificial leg. And the other one has lost both of his legs and is wearing two artificial legs. Now, these three men have volunteered to be our special guests because they are vitally interested in the rehabilitation program of thousands of veterans all over the United States, many of whom are learning to use artificial limbs as a result of the wars and as a result of accidents right here in these United States. They're all three good sports, and they are going to participate in a contest. You are going to dance with each one of them. And if you can tell me, after you have danced with the three of them, which one does not have an artificial leg, I am going to give you a beautiful new outfit as a prize worn by our model who's coming in, a beautiful Hanmacher suit and coat worth hundreds of dollars and especially tailored for you. Isn't that beautiful?
Certainly is.
Now, that prize is yours. Show them that lovely coat as well as the suit. That will spur you on to make your decision. Now, would you please stand up? You are Mr.?
Mr. Ed Ruzicka.
Mr. Ed Ruzicka.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Ed?
42.
42. Would you stand up, please, sir? You are?
Fred Quisenberry.
How old are you, Fred?
44.
44. Our next guest? Mr.?
Mr. Charles Hutter.
And how old are you, Charlie?
40.
40. Now, if you three men will remain standing, I will come over to the jukebox. I will start one of my favorite songs, our People Are Funny theme song, which you hear at the start of the show. We're going to ask you to dance with each of them for about 30 seconds, one after the other. I'll tell you when to start and when to stop. And at the end of the time, we'll see if you can tell. All right, here we go. Start with the first gentleman first when you hear the music. All right, fine. Now the next gentleman.
People are funny.
You're not judging how good a dancer they are. You're judging the other. All right, now our next guest. All right, time's up. Now, if you gentlemen will be seated again, and if you'll come over here and sit down by me. That's a rather interesting choice, isn't it?
Very difficult.
It is difficult?
It certainly is.
Which one of these three is whole-bodied and has no artificial leg, in your opinion?
I think the middle one.
You think the middle one. Would you please stand up, sir? Your name is?
Fred Quisenberry.
Now, Fred, are you or are you not wearing an artificial leg?
I am wearing an artificial leg.
And you are the man with just one leg?
I have just one leg amputated.
How long have you, did you have the accident?
Well, when I was 11 years old.
Uh-huh. And what is your business now?
I manufacture artificial limbs.
Uh-huh. And as a matter of fact, you told me before we went on the air that these artificial limbs more and more are becoming built and fixed so that people can live a perfectly, almost a normal life.
Well, that's our aim, is to rehabilitate people to the highest extent and put them back into life as near a whole person as possible.
Mm-hmm. And you dance?
Oh, yes.
Walk and run and live a normal life?
I live a completely normal life.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much. If you'll just sit down. Thank you. Well, you've lost the first prize. I'll give you a beautiful new, for your home, a beautiful new Mohawk carpet from the Looms of Mohawk for any one of the rooms of your house, and a foam set cushion to go with it, if you can tell me. Which one, the outside man or the inside man?
It's strictly a guess. I really don't know.
Well, this, I think, will be a very, very wonderful inspiration to a lot of boys all over the country who are faced with the prospect of making their life over again with one or both legs off. Which one are you going to say?
This one.
This one right here, you'll say.
Right.
Well, let's see. Since you've got to know one way or the other now, I'll start with the other gentleman. Would you please stand up? Your name is?
Dr. Charles Hutter.
And what do you do, doctor?
I'm an orthopedic surgeon.
How many amputees do you work with in the matter of learning to be a rehabilitator?
About 2,000.
Uh-huh. Do you or do you not have your own legs?
I have my own legs.
Well, then she was right, but purely on a guess, which is a great tribute, isn't it?
Yes.
To this business.
Yes,
In the years that you've spent working with boys who are back from overseas, doctor, what sort of a thing have you learned that you would like to tell other young men and women who have lost a limb or two?
Well, I think the most important thing is that they have a satisfactory stump that can tolerate the pressures of an artificial leg, and that after that has been accomplished, they should feel that they have to conquer a new problem, and if they'll put their heart into learning how to walk and how to use their prosthesis, they'll have no difficulty with fooling people and recovering their complete use of their extremity.
Thank you very much. Now I know you're all anxious to meet our third guest, whom she selected as a pure chance guest. You didn't feel any awkwardness or anything at all, and your name is?
It's Ed Rozica, Art.
Ed, who do you work for?
I work for the U.S. Veterans Administration in this area.
And on what occasion did you lose your two legs, Ed?
It was about 11 years ago at the Battle of the Bulge, landmine explosion, World War II.
World War II, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And Ed, you came back, and naturally you were discouraged and disappointed and unhappy about life with two legs missing, but you certainly made up for lost time. Isn't it true that you, when you came back, you had a little girl?
That's right, my little daughter, Jerry Ann. Uh-huh.
How old was she when you got back?
Well, when I got there, was discharged, she was about 11 months old and just learning to walk.
So?
So we learned to walk together.
The
here,
two of them?
In Los Angeles.
Daddy and daughter learned to walk together. You with your new legs and her with her comparatively new legs.
That's right. We had a lot of fun together, and we learned to walk together.
And now you go dancing, and you do other things that you thought you never could do.
Well, I still do those things. I try, and I was married before I was in service, and I had a good wife who sort of stood by me, and now we've got three children and a happy, normal family.
Now, you work for the government, don't you?
That's right. Veterans Administration and Medical Counseling and Rehabilitation Work. helping others, we'll say less fortunate than ourselves, to be rehabilitated. We help them get artificial limbs, teach them how to use them, and this right here is part of our little clinic team that operates at the Los Angeles VA regional office downtown. Dr. Hutter, Fred Quisenberry, and several other men and physical therapists and myself make up the clinic team here. And we've always found through the years that our slogan sort of is that it's not what you've lost, but it's what you have left that counts.
Well, what do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Aren't these three fellas fine representative Americans? And Mrs. Batig? Well, we thank you for helping us demonstrate that not that people are funny, but that people are pretty swell and courageous and fine. And we are going to send the Mohawk carpet up to your home. We hope you enjoy it. And you three gentlemen, we have some special presents for you after the program.
New artificial limb.
Goodbye. Thank you very much. Every once in a while, we come out in the audience looking for some very special guest. And just before going on the air, we told you we were looking for amateur cooks. Do we have any men around here who think they're good cooks? Let's see some hands of men who think they're good cooks. Some over there. Here's a fellow in the front row. Would you stand up, sir? What's your name?
Joel Starles.
What do you do for a living, Joel?
I'm an attorney.
And you're a cook?
I think so.
A good cook?
Pretty good.
Come on out here, Joel. I'm going to find out what kind of a fellow you are. Come right on up the aisle here where we can all see you. You married or single?
I'm single.
Oh, you have to cook, don't you?
That's right.
What's your specialty dish, Mr. Starrell? What do you cook if you were going to show off?
Chicken.
And you've been cooking and you've been hanging around kitchens and taking care of your own meal fixing?
Most of the time.
I'd like to ask you why do you think that the men, if they put their mind to it, are as good a cook as a woman?
I think they're better.
You do?
I do.
You have sampled some of your friends' wives' cooking?
Some of my friends' wives' cooking, that's right.
And you think?
I think when the men put their mind to it, they're better.
Well, you know, it's funny about men. They do kind of feel they can do everything better. And so while we had you outside, before we put you back in the seat tonight, we asked some women here to volunteer to ask you some questions to test what kind of a cook you are. And I want to tell you that if you can answer 5 out of 7 questions by housewives who are now your friends after what you've said to them, you are going to win a beautiful Lambretta motor scooter, the finest motor scooter made. You'll find the Lambretta is great for fun, for economy, and the perfect vehicle for any use. For every single question you lose of the 7 you'll be asked, I have a very interesting thing for you. Miss Penny, will you come out, please? I'd like to have you folks meet the home economics editor of the Los Angeles Examiner, Miss Prudence Penny. Hello, Prudence. We have certainly admired all the wonderful things that you have been writing in the papers about good cooking, and I see that you are standing there with all kinds of things. Now, how many different kinds of ingredients do you have?
At least 13, Art.
And you have a bowl?
Yes, a wonderful mixing bowl and my spoon, and I'm all ready to make that caliente souffle tonight.
Now, Miss Prudence Penny is going to make a special new dish that has never been tried before in the history of the world, and we are going to let the women call out the ingredients if you miss their questions, and when she has mixed the dish, you get to taste it. All right, now let's see. Where's our first lady? Would you stand up? Come right in here, Joel. You're Mrs.?
Mrs. Marilyn Modnick.
From?
North Hollywood.
A housewife.
That's right.
Now, what question would you have for our young bachelor?
Well, I'd like to ask him what's the difference between a white egg and a brown egg.
A white egg and a brown egg.
A white egg and a brown egg? The shell of a white egg is white, and the shell of a brown egg is brown.
No. Is a brown egg stronger?
There's no difference except in the color of the shell.
Well, he said that.
All right.
You said white egg, a white shell, and a brown shell. That is correct. Who's the next lady? Let's see the hands. This lady right here. Would you stand up? You are Mrs.?
Frank Dotterman from San Gabriel.
California.
Yes.
Now, you look like a good cook. Do you have a question for our proud chef?
Yes, I do. What will stop a berry pie from boiling over?
What will stop a berry pie from boiling over?
I never heard of boiling a berry pie.
You're supposed to bake them. We have, without doubt, one of the sneakiest contestants in the history of People Are Funny. When you bake them, you mean? What?
Yeah.
When you bake a pie, what stops them from boiling over?
You take it out of the oven.
Prudence Penny. I think he's right. What is the answer?
Hard to go better than that, but my answer is that if you put moisture on the edge of the lower crust before sealing the top crust on, you will find that it will not boil over.
Now, he has missed your question. What out of the secret list that we gave you would you like to have Miss Penny put into our brand new recipe?
Raw oysters and chocolate syrup.
Oh. All right, there are the raw oysters. You notice it's very important that the oysters go in before the chocolate syrup.
That's right.
Oh, we have the start of an unusual dish. Thank you. Our next guest. Let's see another one. Come on down here. This lady is Mrs.
Robert Mayer.
From?
Lodi, California.
What would you like to ask, Mrs. Mayer?
How do you keep onions from burning your eyes while peeling them?
How do you peel an onion and prevent it from burning your eyes?
Close your eyes.
Prudence Penny?
The best answer is to peel them under water, or running water if you prefer.
Oh, you didn't know that. Joel, I'm amazed at you. What would you like to add to our recipe?
Soft strawberry ice cream and sauerkraut.
Here we go.
Oh, look, the strawberry ice cream goes in on top of the chocolate sauce and the oysters, and then the sauerkraut.
I've made this dish.
You've made this dish? He's already made it. Let's see, this lady, would you stand up, please? You are Mrs.?
Mrs. Paul Wilson from Altadena, California.
What is your question?
How do you prevent sour cream from curdling when used to make pheasant gravy?
Keep stirring.
Prudence?
No, that isn't correct. The answer is to put it in at the very last and have it on very low heat and leave it there just a few seconds, just to heat it through.
What would you like to add to the recipe?
Horseradish and raw egg.
Horseradish? This dish is the dish that you serve your relatives just before you want them to go back home. How many has he missed? He's missed 3 out of 4, so he can't win the 5 out of 7. Let's go over and see what the dish looks like. Isn't that beauty? Now, we didn't have to go any farther than 4 because that eliminated you from the 5 for 7 winning of this motor scooter. And we'd like to have each of the ladies who ask questions have a bottle of Balenciaga perfume from Paris, France. We want for Prudence Penny to take home with her a beautiful Bell & Howell camera and projector. And there it is for your own home movies. And now, could we have the dish, please? Now, here, ladies and gentlemen, we have our gentleman cook about to give the taste of this lovely dish.
After you.
I'll take some myself.
Lovely!
I've made it often.
Beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have proved that men may be funny, but they better not brag about being good cooks after tonight. So, Chef, we're going to send for your home a beautiful Baker's Pride automatic oven. You can make pizzas and all kinds of baking on it for your own home better than a wife.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Monitor NBC this weekend. It's radio's wonderful surprise show where you might hear anything from a joke told by genial Bob Hope to a joke told by your next-door neighbor. A whole new world of sound and experience is at your fingertips. You might hear the boom of a heartbeat or night talk on the ocean floor. In Scope, you'll be whisked around the world. Meet the most outstanding personalities of our times and hear their opinions. It's new and exciting listening for the entire family. Just one more reason why NBC leads the rest with the best in radio entertainment. Hear Monitor this weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been informed that our 8-year-old actress, Miss Penny Atkinson, is back outside the theater. You remember, we sent her out at the start of the program with a list of groceries, and she was to go up and pretend that she had lost a dollar given her by her mother or her daddy, and if any one person would offer to pay for her groceries or give her a dollar so that she wouldn't have to go home and take a spanking, we were going to bring that person back, and he was going to win this beautiful Plymouth convertible with jet styling and push-button driving. The dollar bill I'm going to return is right underneath that windshield wiper. So they're standing outside the theater doors. If someone is with her, they'll get the surprise of their life. Would you have Penny come back in? And Penny, you're back alone. Oh, Penny. Tell us what happened when you went up.
Well, a lot of people passed me, but some looked at me, but not very many. And then I talked...
Now, you were crying and pretending to be very sad.
Uh-huh. And then I talked to three people. One lady, I thought she was going to give the money to me, but she said, go home and tell your mother.
In other words, just go home and tell your mother you lost the dog.
Yeah, and she was giggling all the time.
She was giggling? Well, you don't think she suspected anything, do you?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, there were no cameras or no lights, and Mr. Atkins stood well back, didn't you, Irv? They didn't see you. Uh-huh.
And then another person came, and he said, oh, you're too young to be out this time of the night. Go home.
And when you told him you needed a dollar, what did he say?
Well, I didn't have time to tell him that. He just went.
Oh, he just said, you go home, little girl, and went away.
Yes.
Now, the third person.
Well, that person, he said he didn't have a dollar, but I think he did because he was dressed real good.
Oh, he was. And he just says, I don't have a dollar.
Yes.
And he wouldn't give you a dollar.
No.
In other words, all the people who passed you, those who stopped and those who didn't, nobody offered to help a little girl.
Yes, nobody offered.
Well, now, do you know what I was going to give that person if they had helped you?
Yes.
I was going to give them that brand new automobile. Thousands of dollars worth of car for a $1 investment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we never know how these stunts are going to play out. But here's a cute and appealing and sympathetic little girl who didn't find anybody who'd help her out. And all those people, if they see this show right now, are going to give themselves a good big kick right where it'll do them the most good. Penny, thank you very much for trying.
Thank you.
Goodbye, honey. Just go right out that way. No more for tonight, except a promise for next week, when a year-old baby will decide whether a guest wins a 5-cent lemon or a $1,000 diamond ring. Don't miss this one. Good night, everybody.
This program was transcribed from Hollywood.